941, Steve Dales here. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. By the way, can I say one thing? I am so lucky to have this opportunity, not only to be at this radio station, but to be at a place and on a show. We adopted the last dog out from last month. That was kind of an easy win, though. It was a puppy, so we're kind of cheating there.
But the puppy with a tiny head, right?
Yes.
Little head?
Yes. Unlike
kind of the funky-looking little guy?
Unlike the broadcaster who's talking to you now.
No, the giant melon. The giant melon that's speaking now is totally different. Never confused
and
for the
Ripley,
other.
Ripley, the dog that we made the video of, too, he and all his brothers got adopted. Remember the little
Is that
cat?
True?
Yeah. We've done really, really well.
Thank you, audience.
Yes, and thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. And Steve Dales here and on the radio on Sunday. What time?
6:30.
And what are you talking about this week?
I am talking about something that's super secret.
All right, good.
How about that for a tease? Yeah.
You have to listen Sunday morning. I have no idea what Steve's going to talk about. Before we get to Jimmy, this fabulous dog, little guy that's here today, who has no interest in me, but he will. He'll warm up.
He has a great deal of interest in the ladies.
He's working the ladies. Yes, that's exactly right, Jimmy. But this is a big weekend with fireworks.
Yeah.
It's already started.
Yep.
Dogs, almost all of them, hate the big noises, the booms. What's out there? What do you like? What do you not like? For instance, the thunder shirt, is that a good option?
Absolutely can be. So if the dog is inconsolable, I mean, the dog probably thinks, actually, I'm going to die. I mean, some of them really likely think that. Then the best thing you can do is today, well, there's still a bit of time between now and July 4th.
Right.
Call your veterinarian for an appropriate anti-anxiety medication. Back in the old days, they'd say Benadryl. Now you've got a sleepy dog that's also terrified. That is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You need something for these dogs that are inconsolable, something that appropriately plays with their brain chemistry.
Yeah, and it's got. And ask your vet.
Yes.
It's not a Tylenol PM.
No.
You know, don't be dumb.
No. So the most humane thing can do would be that. Now, for dogs that are anxious, they're worried, they're clearly not happy about those fireworks, there are some things you can do and some products out there. You mentioned the Thunder Shirt. That's a great one. There's a product called Adaptil. That's a copy of a pheromone that helps to tone down anxiety. It's the same pheromone when mothers give milk to puppies. Helps calm the puppies. This does the same sort of thing. There's a new one called Celio that's only available through veterinarians. And that one you rub on the gums, and it's approved by the FDA and all that. And it's a brand new product. Again, it lowers anxiety and stress. Other thing you can simply do is take your dog down to the basement, close the blinds, pump up the classical music, which is actually now studies have been shown that it can help calm dogs and distract the dogs.
Dogs like the classics.
Clearly, you know, it's all about Mozart. Or better, a talk radio station, a certain radio station,
sure.
Turn that on.
Yeah.
And maybe certain programs in particular. And also, with that, distraction. So stuff some treats inside toys. Play games with the dog if you're there. For a lot of dogs that are just upset about it, that will do the trick.
I had a dog a few years ago, and it was sad because he was trying to write a letter to his congressman, and it was before computers, and, you know, seeing him try to hold the pen in his paw wasn't easy.
Today they'd email.
Joining us in the studio is Jenny Schluter. Jenny's from Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to see you and hear about your work, which is on a day-to-day basis. What do you guys do?
Well, Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control helps with the tremendous amount of animals that find themselves at the city's pound, usually about 20,000 a year.
Good and Lord, is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize how many unfortunate animals.
I certainly didn't.
Right. But the numbers are going down. We're excited about that.
Sure.
We're on the right trend, but, you know, still.
That's still 60 a day.
Yeah.
That's
lots
amazing.
Well, what's really amazing, he could do the math that fast. I could not.
Not just another pretty face.
That's pretty good at this time in the morning.
Thanks.
But yeah, they have a lot of needs. And so the idea of Friends is to help the city to kind of fill in the gap for things, you know, medical equipment they might not have the budget for to treat those animals, because we want them to have a good quality of life while they're there and then get them out of there as soon as possible.
How'd you guys get Jimmy?
Jimmy, you know, it's kind of a mystery how he ended up there, but we know that he's about 1 year old, and he's a great little guy, just a tad bit shy, but already warmed up. It took about 5 minutes for him to warm up here.
Terrier mix,
my favorite, Scruffy.
Scruffy doggy.
Scruffy cutie.
Like too.
You can see this dog at WGNRadio.com.
You can see Dave on the floor. Now, this
is on the floor.
Two times you'll see Dave on the floor.
We're blinding.
is if there's a dog in the room or it's Saturday morning. Right? Or Sunday morning. So this terrier mix, 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we think? Life of crime, maybe, and snuck in for a safe house?
We don't know that it's an owner give up or exactly what happened. But we should describe. So this dog is a multicolored dog. Mm-hmm. So it's your typical scruffy terrier dog.
And fully grown at what, 15, 20 pounds?
About 16 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right in there.
Build, a good build. He's not too skinny, not too fat. Nice
yeah,
shape.
A good shape.
Yeah, he's gonna get not much larger. So yeah. It's a variety of different colors. Describe those colors. And you also mentioned a mustache. So this dog should be called Joel Quenneville.
Oh, he's got a Coach
yeah.
Q mustache?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, yeah.
In the
yeah.
back, he looks kind of like a cow dog, right? What? With some black patches.
Yeah. In coloring. Yeah, yeah.
Don't insult
nice brown
you.
Spots in the front yeah. and a really cute mustache and kind of some cute whiskers and a possibility of doing a mohawk hairstyle for sure, which
sure,
I know a
totally.
Lot of hipsters in Wicker Park like dogs with mohawks.
Yeah,
of course.
Totally. Dave, you rolled around on the floor with Jimmy. What's your thought?
He's a great dog. What personality. He wants to play, too.
Yeah? Affectionate?
Very affectionate.
No, I was asking Jimmy if you were affectionate.
This dog is so cute. You said he was a little shy, so in that case, do you try and integrate him, you know, to the dog parks and things, or do you wait?
What do you do with the dog? You just do it gradually and let Jimmy make the call. So when I met Jimmy on the street outside, I ignored the dog, and therefore the dog Jimmy comes right up to me.
You're going, hey, look at me.
So on the scale of shyness, so when I first got the report on this dog, I'm being full disclosure here, I was kind of worried because the email said very, all caps, shy. So now I meet the dog, and I love shy dogs. I love working with them. And a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most shy, this dog's like a 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you
oh,
know.
No.
So it just takes a couple minutes. It's no big deal.
How, yeah, and if you're a little Jimmy and you see big people coming at you, you see Dave rolling around on the floor, you know, it's going to take a second.
Yeah, I'd be shy, too.
I'd say Jimmy's smart. Not just shy, he's smart.
Yes.
And, so, Dave, this could be the one.
Well, I have one.
Ozzy needs a friend.
Could be the two.
No, I think this dog definitely deserves a good home.
And this dog we also know
is Dave, good. You have a very good home.
This dog well, is so cute.
Dave lives in the wilderness. This is perfect.
The wilderness? You live in the north suburbs.
Well, there's coyotes.
Dave lives on a cul-de-sac that doesn't call de or sac. It's one way away.
What a friendly dog, though.
Yep.
Really.
Yeah.
So you'd recommend this dog highly?
I give him 5 stars.
Andrea? Could be time.
5 paws.
Puppy in the Darla's house.
I know. I love this dog. It's my kind of dog, too, with a little terrier with a scruffy
look.
This
is a good idea. We should do this with every dog. The Ennett Darla's rating.
Ooh,
yes.
That's right. I give 5 paws.
And guilt him up. And by the way, the good thing is, too, with this dog, you're walking around with a baggie reversed on your hand. This is like rabbit pellets here. This dog's not going to be a problem at all.
And we know for statistically, a lot of people that adopt dogs have a cat. And this dog is living with the foster family now. And Corrine, who's a hero for fostering this dog, really, for all the foster people, because they save lives. Because now this opens up a space in the shelter. Much better to be – the Chicago shelter's fine, but much better to be in a home always. And it's foster families like Corrine that do save lives, living now with several cats.
That dog's got a great face.
Mohawk, too.
Yeah,
and what like a great smile. Job Corrine did to see how shy he was and to see how he's come out of his shell so beautifully.
Totally. So how can people get this dog, Jenny? They can go to the animal
shelter. Come to the studio immediately and be vetted right here.
They can contact Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control's website, fcacc.org, and find out how to adopt. And you'll be linked with the foster parent and be sent an application.
That's it.
And set up for a home visit to check him out.
fcacc.org.
Mm-hmm. A big event coming up.
Yours?
Friends of Animal Care and Control.
Which is?
And I'll be out there, actually. So this is you've seen the food trucks around town.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's about time we have one for dogs. So this is going to be a food truck for
dogs.
Let's
be clear on this. This is for dogs to eat the food from the truck.
Yes.
Yes. We have a food truck. It's not time for one for dogs. That's a whole different movie, and we don't star in that movie.
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
So this is July 12th at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
A dog food truck.
That'll be parked at, this is my kind of benefit, this is at Dog Beach.
Oh,
and,
really?
And the benefit is for Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. I'll be out there offering training tips, Vitabone will offer dog treats and Vitabone trainers, which are these really little treats that are wonderful. Adoptable dogs from Friends of Animal Care and Control will be out there. Lots of canine swag and free dog food samples, as I mentioned. For information, goodstuffpettruck.com, goodstuffpettruck.com. Again, that's July 12th from 4 to 7 o'clock. Another thing I love about this benefit, it's free.
Yeah,
you,
very good.
Yeah, you could donate, and we'd certainly love for you to donate, you know, $2, $200, $2 million, whatever right. it is. Sure.
And blankets and tennis balls and toys and treats.
Yeah, you could bring those for Friends of Animal Care and Control, and they'll have dogs just like Jimmy out there, but I suspect that by July 12th, Jimmy will be adopted out.
By 10 o'clock, Jimmy will be adopted.
I hope.
And one more opportunity for adopting is Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control will be out at the Riverwalk every Saturday from July 2nd through August 20th with adoptable dogs and cats and kittens.
Right here, the Riverwalk?
Right between State and Wabash on the Riverwalk. That's so right come here. Down 12 right to 3 every Saturday and visit some more dogs like Jimmy.
And you can come by and you can hold your doggy up in the window.
Yeah.
So FCACC.org for information on all those, right?
Right.
All right. Nice to see you. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Sunday morning, 6:30.
Yes, sir.
Steve Dale. And Steve Dale's website is?
And by the way, lots and lots more tips about fireworks there. SteveDale.tv.
SteveDale.tv. We're back with Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.